Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others across the airwaves as we link hearts and minds to deepen in oneness. I just read that today is the International Day of the Disappeared. I had never heard of it before. Apparently, the 30th of August is the day that we take a moment to recognize how many people have disappeared without trace as a result of perhaps conflicts within their countries, their dictators, or just disappeared. And the anguish with which it leaves the family and friends of those people, and we're talking hundreds of thousands, not just a few. So I invite you to hold all of those people that have disappeared, their loved ones that are left behind, in our hearts as we begin our Sunday Soul this day. So as always, I try to stay open to spirit, whatever, guidance, direction, inspiration. And today's message is not the one that I had originally prepared. After posting out the notifications to everyone and then going on my Instagram, I then found out that someone who I respected, admired, and who inspired me had tragically passed away. That is the actor Chadwick Boseman. And I decided that I would switch the services up and create something to honor him, to recognize his contribution, and to say my farewell. And for many of you who may not be aware of Chadwick, he was the actor who played the Black Panther. That's the one that truly shot him to fame. And whilst he may have looked like he looked like he was just in his 30s, he was actually 43. And had left school and college and studied and trained in order to direct. He wasn't necessarily planning to be an actor, although it certainly took him. And I want to share why I feel this man is worthy of the message this morning, and how it struck me, and how it impacted me, and how I believe that, along with many other people, he's an inspiration for us all. He said, you have to cherish things in a different way when you know the clock is ticking. And that is my theme this morning. The clock is ticking. Sometimes we live our lives and carry on as if we have all the time in the world. This was a man who, 4 years ago, 2016, was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer and went on to create some incredible films. And these were films that in some instances were action-packed, that required a lot of physical exertion. And this was at a time when he's having operations and chemotherapy. And to the general public, no one was aware of this. And I have often shared with you that when you are going through stuff, it is important that you have one or two people that you can share with and talk to and be supported by. But you do not want to dissipate your energy and your healing by talking to it generally. Because for the most part, well-intentioned as they may be, people will be putting the wrong energy out there for you. It will be one of sympathy and one of, oh, poor you, and oh, that's such a shame. Few people are able to, in the face of situations, hold the vision, hold the picture, hold the belief in whatever it is that you are wanting. And here, when I think about the films he made during this period of time that he was going through this cancer and the treatment, how no one or few people knew about it. What incredible faith, what incredible strength, what incredible resilience he demonstrated. I am inspired this week because I have felt very lethargic. Nothing much got accomplished by me this week, as I just felt I was not in the right space to do anything. And that's okay too. I'm not berating myself for it. But when I realized yesterday how, in spite of his situation, how in spite of his condition, this incredible human being pushed himself to do more than what I might even ever do in that set time or in that same way. So I want to honor him this morning. He said that purpose is essential. It's an essential element of you. It's the reason you are on the planet. Actually, let me start again. He said purpose is the essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet path. This particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Every one of us has a purpose. And as I keep repeating, and I will keep repeating it until I finish doing these Sunday soul sessions, our purpose is different from, if no two purposes are the same, not in the same way. And each purpose is unique to the individual. We are not called to be the next Mother Teresa's or Gandhi's or anybody else. They have their purpose and had their purpose. Your purpose is to be the best expression of love here on earth at this time, in whatever shape or form that looks like for you. Don't let anyone else tell you what that is. And don't compare yourself to anybody else to think that's what you should be. God doesn't need another duplicate of someone else. God needs the original version of which and who she created as you. My sacred text simply says, from Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. How many of us recognize that we are God's masterpiece? How many of us recognize that the things we are here to do have been ordained since the dawn of time before we came into creation. We took that contract out to come here on earth at this time to fulfill whatever it is that the universe required of us. We have untold and usually unrealized potential within us. And we let it go to waste because we're either too lazy, too apathetic, can't be bothered, or consider we're unworthy or not able. The sacred text says you are God's masterpiece. There are no exclusions in that. It didn't say you are God's masterpiece if you do X, Y, and Z. It simply says you are God's masterpiece. And that the things that he had planned for us to do were there given to us long, long time ago. So let me share Chadwick's story. He began his career playing African-American icons and pioneers such as James Brown, Jackie Robinson, Marshall Thurgood. And he was someone who, whilst he wanted to create, and that's the thing I found out about him, when he was in school, one of his good friends got shot, and that inspired him to write a play about the shooting and its effects. And then he decided he wanted to kind of write and direct, and that's the way he went. And so he got lots of little television parts. And he was in one of the TV series, I can't remember now the name, but when he said to the producers, you're stereotyping black people as a certain way, and came into conflict with them, they got rid of him. He stood by his principles, stopped stereotyping and casting black men as all gangsters or pimps or criminals of some sort. And so he was kind of ostracized for a while. But then he got his break in 2013 where he played Jackie Robinson. And as a result of that, the producers and writers recognized and wanted him to play James Brown, which he did, and then Marshall Thurgood. But the people at Marvel wanted him to play the black superhero, Black Panther. And so he went on to create a role that is so iconic. It will live on along with the other greats. And the story says that whilst he left the filmmaking landscape very different from when he entered into it, he was born in South Carolina, son of a nurse and an upholstery entrepreneur. He graduated from Howard University. And he went back there years later, and he gave an incredible commencement speech, which he said, fearlessness means taking the first step, even if you don't know where it will take you. It means being driven by a higher purpose rather than by applause. It means knowing that you reveal your character when you stand apart more than when you talk and listen. It means that you reveal your character when you stand apart more than when you stand with the crowd. If you step up without fear of failure, if you talk and listen to each other without fear of rejection, if you act with decency and kindness, even when no one is looking, even if it seems small or inconsequential, trust me, the rest will fall into place. Bertman originally studied directing and took up acting as a sideline. As his producing role suggests, his long-term manifesto probably included being behind the camera as well as in front of it. Bertman had to possess many of the character qualities in real life. Nobility, sensitivity, athleticism, technique, and a great deal of natural charm, because you surely can't practice a smile as winning as Bertman's. And when he was casted for Black Panther, he knew this was no ordinary role, even in superhero terms. There were superhero forerunners Wesley Snipes in Blade, for example, but Black Panther was the vehicle for aspirations and ambitions of an entire community, an unprecedented test case for a black-led, big-budget mainstream movie. Raising the stakes even higher, Black Panther arrived in a moment of unprecedented cultural transformation. It was the watershed, a story that stepped outside of the reality of African-American life and into the realms of Afrocentric utopianism and mythology. Never before had a racially specific fantasy received such lavish budget and attention, and it was down to Boseman to hold it all together. He did so through a combination of natural ability and hard work. Black Panther expanded the imaginative landscape and transformed the filmmaking one. It proved that skin color was far less a factor in box office appeal than the gatekeepers of the industry had made it out to be, which in turn opened the door for a wider variety of actors and stories. He understood the importance of being positive and available role model. He was an amazing actor. He was a genuine movie star. To be one of those things is rare. To be both is pretty incredible. He leaves behind a game-changing legacy, but feels like his career had just getting started. What is so outstanding, what is so amazing to me, that this man did several movies, The Black Panther, two of the Avengers, plus a couple more recent ones now on Netflix and one soon to come out, whilst he was going through chemotherapy, whilst he was battling with this cancer, when many people were unaware of. He represents dignity, integrity, endurance, resilience, and a whole lot of other nouns I could find to describe him. He's an inspiration to all of us to hold true to our ideals, to our principles, to our morals. And in doing so, we just don't only empower ourselves, we empower others. Through all that he was going through at this time, he still made it possible to reach out to kids with cancer. Some of them didn't get to see his movie, to which when I saw an interview, he could barely talk as he recalled these young lives being cut short. And yet he was still there to support others, even though he was going through the self-same thing. My sacred poem is entitled How, When, Where by John Oxum. It's not so much where you live as how and why and when you live. That answers in the affirmative or maybe in the negative. The question, are you fit to live? It is not so much where you live as how you live, and whether good flows from you through your neighborhood, and why you live, and whether you aim high and noblest ends pursue, and keep life brimming full and true, and when you live, and whether time is at its nadir or at its prime, and whether you descend or climb, it's not so much where you live, as whether while you live, you live. And to the world your highest give, and so make answer positive, that you are truly fit to live. My science of mind reading is entitled Your Midas Touch. The first quote comes from Psalm 50:12. The world is mine, and the fullness thereof. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. The earth contains untold riches, and the very air is vibrant with power. The author writes, King Midas, a figure in Greek mythology, possessed the ability to turn everything he touched into gold. Initially thrilled to have this power, King Midas soon realized that it was a curse, not a blessing. he learned that the true golden life consisted of love, kindness, and caring. His Midas touch shifted into what he now recognized as true riches, the benevolent rule of his kingdom. Your mind is your own Midas touch. It is your access to the one mind, the creative principle of the universe. Whatever you mentally decree and accept is acted upon by the manifesting energy of spirit and comes forth into outer form. All improved conditions in your life, the gold of harmonious relationships, meaningful work or service, and physical well-being are brought forth through your Midas touch of God consciousness. Divine in essence, you are equipped with everything you need in order to expand and increase the good you experience. Fill your mind with thoughts of the highest and best you can conceive. Imagine yourself standing on the mountaintop of success. Think beautiful thoughts. Contemplate the omnipresence of good. Let happiness and gratitude suffuse your being. When you lift your thoughts and emotions to the high place of God consciousness, making use of your Midas touch of spiritual creativity, you give form to whatever experience or condition you have embodied in mind. Energy is constantly flowing, awaiting your mental direction. Use your spiritual power to expand your life into the gold of fulfillment and wholeness. I believe Chadwick Boseman lived expressing his Midas touch of creativity, of strength, of resilience, and has left us a good example with which to follow. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we take in these breaths that we are breathing in the life force, the energy, the chi, the prana, the spirit that is God. Inhale. Say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper.
slower, deeper.
Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. My breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in awareness. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out purpose. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in awareness. My breath as I breathe out purpose. Awareness. Purpose. Awareness. Purpose. In the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience in this coming week. Always, as we see the vision, we hold the feeling component. For each one it's different. take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God, Spirit, the Absolute Ministry, the Infinite Intelligence, is everywhere present at every point in space and time, whose Spirit is everywhere, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. So we know that as we hold in our hearts all that is needed in prayer, that Spirit is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Thou who art the intelligence, the life force, the presence, the power that is in and through all things, all life, all of creation, we consciously come into your presence at this time, acknowledging we are aware that our time on this earth, that the clock is ticking, that you created us as masterpieces, and put upon our hearts all the good things you wish for us to do, for that which we are perfect for. Let our hearts and minds stay open, that we may be willing to step up and step into whatever it is that has been decreed since the beginning of time. Let us know that we are more than equal to whatever it is that is before us to do. For whatever it is that you have purposed for us, we are more than equal to the task by your Spirit and with your grace. For holding in our hearts all those that have been disappeared with no trace, for their families, their loved ones that are left at a loss, we're holding in our hearts at this time all those who are suffering the devastations of hurricanes and floods, fires, droughts, locusts, having to flee from their countries, risking them in life to find safety in others, only to be rejected. We hold in our hearts all the conflicts that are happening between different factions, different belief systems, different groups. We hold in our hearts all those that are grieving at the loss of loved ones. Whilst we may remember that our time and our journey on this earth is a brief one, and that from you we come, excuse me, and for you we shall return, we know the heartache and grief that is felt by those that are left behind. We ask that they be comforted during these times. For our leaders, for those that govern us, may their hearts be purified, that they remember the reason why they are in power is for the needs and meeting the needs of the people, not for their selfish aims or ambitions. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, source of all that is, for everything that is occurring across our beautiful planet, for all the other sentient beings, the wing, the hoof, the fin, may we respect their habitats and then their right to life. There is so much need on this earth at this time that there are not enough words for me to even share or express. But I know and trust in the divine intelligence that is at work in, through, and as all things, but knows what to do and how to do it. So I release this prayer to you with heartfelt thanks for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, and affirm. I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's affirmation and Buddhist meditations. Our science of mind affirmation. My God consciousness.
My God consciousness.
Turns my life to gold.
Turns my life to gold.
My Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. So, my beloved, our rumination, our roomy thought for the week. It is God's privilege to test us any time He fancies, so that He can reveal what lies deep in our hearts. Our closing benediction, for those of you that saw the Black Panther film, at the very end he addresses the United Nations. And so I've adapted a part of his speech for our closing benediction. Beloved Mother, Father, God, may we all know the truth that there is more that connects us than that which separates us. May we in these times of crisis be wise enough to build bridges instead of being foolish and build barriers. May we find a way to look after one another as if we were one single tribe, for in truth, we are one kind, humankind. My closing song for you today is from by Ryan Stevenson, excuse me, and it's entitled Amadeo, Still My God. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Ryan Stevenson, Amadeo, You're Still My God. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday, a beautiful and blessed week to come, and look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. Until, peace and blessings.